Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team call. My name is Jim Tanner, and dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. It is Monday evening, June 17th, 2019. Thank you so much for joining me live. I know a lot of you helped me out here in the last 5 minutes or so. We've been tagging and reminding each other in the Success Team Facebook page. Thank you all for your help with that. Thank you all for participating. We're going to talk a little bit tonight. I've got some great information. I've got Kurt Jones standing by. As you heard, you're going to be hearing from the regional manager from Ontario, Canada, with some more details about the Canadian pre-launch, launch, relaunch, whatever you want to call it. It's got the word launch in it. The information you're going to want to know about as you're building an international organization. But the theme of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason I started this off with this participation in the Facebook group, the theme of the evening is the unity that sometimes we have to remind ourselves about that is part of our business. You know, when we talk about the weekly briefings, the conference calls, the being plugged in, there is an old adage, and it was old when I got here 15 years ago, so it's only older now. And it goes a little something like this. It says, you know, sometimes you're having a fantastic week. You're just having a great week. You have great success. And those are the days that the meeting, the conference call, the Zoom, the webinar, those are the days that that meeting needs you. But sometimes things haven't gone that well. Sometimes you had a down day. Your day didn't meet your expectations. You're having a tough week or a tough launch to the week. And those are the days that you need the meeting, the community. So I want to remind everybody about that we are in this together, linked together, invisibly linked, because we have a common mission, that we believe in equal access to the justice system. That's why we're here. Now, the great thing is we get to get wealthy, and this is part of your wealth-building training for the week, but that's only a component of it, and it's really a byproduct of the service we give to our community, our future members, our current members, but each other as well, our peers in this business. And just in the last 48 hours, I've had an opportunity to help other people raise up, people that weren't having the best time, to have a new perspective. But I've also had people pour into me. And so I'm just acutely aware of how connected, interconnected we are and how much we lean upon each other. And I wanted to give a visual representation of that this evening. For those of you on Facebook, I just simply asked a few people to comment here under a comment in our Facebook group when you log on the call. We're now up to, the comments are filling up, and I realize not everybody on the conference line is on Facebook. I realize some of you are dialing in from the car. I've certainly done that myself plenty of times. But also, how about this? I said, hey, can you tag your team? Can you remind your team to be on this call? Now you might say to yourself, well, we remind our team to be on the call because it benefits us. We earn overrides. Those memberships pay us overrides on the front end. They build our book of business. We earn overrides on the residuals. Yeah, you can look at it like that, or you can look at it like this. Calls like this, the events that you're going to hear about tonight, the opportunities we have to plug in to be immersed and to be with each other, those are opportunities that benefit the individual, because every meeting, Zoom, webinar, conference call, somebody needs that, and they're going to get the inspiration, they're going to get the support that they need so that they can make it to the next day, so that the next day they can be that inspiration and support for somebody else. So let's get going with the call this evening. I want to start by bringing on a good friend of mine, somebody that I consider an inspiration. Many of you do as well. This is a gentleman that not only is he working hard to make his world a better place, but he is also acutely aware of how he impacts each and every individual around him. I was with him in Raleigh, North Carolina a couple weekends ago, watched him stop and take time, especially with the young, new people up and coming in the business, the folks that had questions about what it takes to get to the top in this business. In the pouring rain, I have this visual of in the pouring rain, watching Kurt Jones pour into these two young men that, hey, listen, they did ask. They were willing to ask, but he was so willing to take the time and spend that time with them. That's just who he is, and that's just one example. And listen, for everything I've seen, I'm sure that there are dozens of examples, maybe hundreds of examples I'll never see or know about, and you've had those experiences with Kurt yourself. So I asked Mr. Kurt Jones to jump on the call this evening, talk about his recent experience being plugged into the live event in Arlington, Texas with Daniel Abbott. Mr. Jones, if we have you on the line, I'd love to turn it over to you, sir.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mr. Tanner. I appreciate it. I'll tell you what, and I've said this, you know, a bunch of times. I know that Mr. Tanner's stressed this several times, that going to these events is priceless. It is imperative to your business to grow. If you do not go, you will not grow, period. You will not be successful. You know, coming to this the business briefing that we had on Thursday, you know, it's always great, but we don't get someone like Daniel Abbott to come down very often. I mean, we have, you know, high-ranking people that do come, but there is something about Daniel. He's a really, really great guy, very down-to-earth, very humble, kind of sort of a down-home country boy from Jonesboro, Arkansas, accent and everything. He's pretty much born in the business. His grandparents are Larry and Mary King, who are $250,000 ring earners, millionaire club members, and on the Platinum Council members. They came into the business about 32 years ago, and Daniel was born around the same time. He'll be 32 next month. So he was literally born into the business. Like I said, I met him at the briefing on Thursday. And the next day, some of us joined him for a Q&A session. And we were able to, you know, just kind of sit with him, you know, and over a couple of beers and just, you know, shoot the stuff. You know, he just basically was an open book. We were able to talk to him and ask him questions about this, that, and the other, about how he grew his business and how he got to where he was. And, you know, he was just there for us to just, you know, pick his brain and to talk about anything and everything. Afterwards, I had the unexpected pleasure of having dinner with him, along with the regional manager, Jesse McIntyre, at the Lazy Dog Restaurant. When I say Lazy Dog, they actually served dogs along with their humans there. It was pretty cool. But anyway, he's a cool and funny guy to hang around with and shoot the breeze with. Daniel pointed out that just because he was born into the business, that he didn't get any kind of special privileges whatsoever. After he graduated high school, he was instructed by his mom, who's a school teacher, that he was to go to college. So he mentioned that, like most college students, he was broke and lived on Top Ramen. He said that after he saw the success from his grandparents, the success that they were having with the business, he eventually decided to drop out of college and become an associate with Legal Shield. And again, he got no special privileges. He started from the bottom, and he worked his way to the top. And now he is the Senior Vice President of Network Marketing. He handles about 30 different states across the country, so he's a busy guy. He said he loves this business for many reasons, one being that he's able to spend time with his wife and baby boy a lot. They travel a lot together, and they've seen many things that they've only dreamed of. And one of the other reasons is that he gets to help people from all over the country. He's helped people get protected, and he's helped associates grow their business. He also said that this is a business that changes people's lives for the better, from legal and identity theft issues to solving financial issues. He also said that this is a business. This business for everyone, and not to second guess our prospects. They need this business and the product, even if they don't think they do. There's so many other things that he said that there's just not enough time in this 1 hour session to say everything, and I only have 5 minutes, but I'll just tell you, had I not gone to this business briefing for whatever reason, I would have missed out on a diamond of an opportunity, not just to, you know, hear about the business and about, you know, and different nuggets, but I got to spend time with, you know, a great guy who happens to be the senior vice president of our company, so of networking. So, you know, like I said, if you don't go to these events, you can't grow, you can't learn, you'll miss out on things you never thought would come up. And so these events are precious. And so I encourage you all, you know, if you haven't been, get on the calendars, go to LegalShield calendar.com, find your state and find out what's going on in your area and make those events. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Tanner.
Kurt, thank you so much. I just appreciate you. And, you know, I'm listening to you talk about that event. And, of course, you know, you and I are always talking about it, and everybody follows you on Facebook knows you're at these events. You're at, wherever there is an opportunity to be plugged in to what's going on in Legal Shield, you find Kurt Jones. Well, ladies and gentlemen, success leaves clues. And Kurt obviously knows, you know, he is one of an example of so many that are doing the right thing and plugging into everything. And listen, if you haven't been to a Super Saturday or one of these weekly briefing opportunities recently, this is not about making you feel feel bad about that. It's about helping you to realize that perhaps if you feel frustrated to get your business going or to get it to the next level, or you feel like isolated. I remember feeling isolated about my business. I felt like I was in it by myself. Well, this is the solution to all of that. You get the inspiration. You get to be a part of something, and it's the immersion. And I'm telling you, 15 years later, I remember my first weekly briefing. I remember going to that, sitting there. And I remember my first Super Saturday event. I remember my first trip to Cookeville, Tennessee to sit in a Cookeville boot camp with Mark Riches and Mike Riches and Chris Evans and those trainers. These are the milestones of your business. It's not just a way to build the business. It's the way to build your business. And the more people from your organization that you get plugged into these events all over the country, the bigger and faster your business will grow, and the more you will be able to count on consistent growth from the individuals in your team, because the individuals will be winning, because they'll be having those aha moments. All right, let me continue on. Many of you know I was on the Legal Shield Business Solutions call this morning with Mark and Mike Riches. I was not able to, for some reason, while I was talking, come up with the time of evening that we hold this call. So I know many of you thought that was hilarious, and I got some fun text messages about that. But it did slip my mind. But I was excited to talk about and introduce this information you're going to hear. So Anita Sarda is the regional manager for Ontario, Canada. She's based just outside of Toronto. She is somebody that Kurt and I got to spend some time with in Raleigh. I'd met her before, but, you know, I hadn't talked to her recently. And, of course, with everything that's going on with the Ontario marketplace, celebrating 20 years, and she's going to talk about that in a second, but also just the explosion of what's happening with Canada. I mean, we're opening access to 35, 36, 37 million more people to be part of our Legal Shield community. And in a lot of places geographically, they've never heard of Legal Shield in any form before. Like, I'm from the state of Vermont. If you wanted to look at a map, you see the state of Vermont. It's a small state. It was the 14th state in the union. It has an incredible small population, and actually it's one of the states where the government is paying people to move there. It's such a small population. So you might say, well, as far as building a Legal Shield business, not the best place to focus your energy, but if you look just north of Vermont, a place most people have never built their Legal Shield business, is now on the border of Quebec, which is millions of new people that are going to get access to Legal Shield. So strategically, you can start asking yourself, who do I know in these Canadian provinces. And you're going to hear from Anita here in a second. She was on a Zoom meeting I did with my team on Thursday evening, and this, I'm playing this information for you because it was so incredible. I wanted to make sure every single person heard it. But you also will hear Anita. She probably sounds a little tense because she had not yet realized her victory of the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals. But I'm giving you the portion of the conversation. Remember, it was a Zoom, so we were all looking at each other. But you're going to hear the audio of this. Anita Sarda, again, the regional manager of Ontario, someone who has been intimately linked with everything that's going on. She's going to explain to you what we can and cannot do, what we can and cannot say, and how to launch and take advantage of what's going on in Canada right now. And listen, I want you to hear this. Don't shut down your brain if you're in Tampa, Florida, because that's thinking too small. You have to have an international presence. You're on this call to learn how to build a global business. This is part of building that global business. So let me go over here to my broadcast button and play this recording of Anita Sarda. Hang on 1 second.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. Really appreciate it. It's just been a pleasure meeting you and your wife and getting to know you guys. And thank you so much for the honor to speak to your team. My name is Anita Sarda. I am born and raised Canadian. I have immigrant parents from India. My dad is a huge Boston fan. He did his degrees in Boston, so I think he was really, really sad last night with the loss of the Stanley Cup. But that's okay. The Raptors are going to win tonight, and I'm going to go and get on to that game in a little while. Yay, Toronto. You know, we the North. So, you know, just a little bit about my background and where I've sort of come from and how I landed here. I did what a lot of people do. I've got a couple of degrees. I've got a master's. I got my master's from our capital, University of Ottawa. And I got recruited right out of my MBA into IBM, a company that maybe a few of you might have heard of. Tiny little company, worldwide company. And I ended up doing really well. I started off in consulting. I was on the business side, not the technical side. And I really was considered one of those up-and-coming leaders. You know, they taught me how to play golf. You know, they did a lot of the women's leadership stuff. And I kind of moved my way up the ladder, and it was great. I did well. I had a great income. And I don't say any of this to boast. I'm trying to really paint a picture. I had a great, you know, career, and I had opportunities to try different things and do a whole bunch of different stuff. I ended up with baby number one and realized travel wasn't fun. I ended up with baby number two and went, wow, travel really isn't fun. I really wanted to be mom. And so I ended up going into management, where I was now the manager of consultants and teams. But what that also led to is the more I worked, So the better I got, I started finding myself working 60 to 80 hours a week. And while that's also happening, I'm now 3 years into a really painful divorce. My first experience with the legal system, you know, I was one of these kids, probably like a lot of people, that were raised with, you know, we had a single income household. My parents are phenomenal people. But I was raised with the only time you ever call a lawyer is if you're doing something bad or something bad's really happening to you. And so even though there were many times in my life, I can look back now that I'm with Legal Shield and go, wow, we really should have called a lawyer. I mean, I got hurt at work. I had an issue of racism once. We should have gotten advice when I was younger, and we didn't. We didn't have access. We couldn't afford the access, let alone to just ask a question. So, you know, I grew up until this divorce came around, and I realized, you know, this marriage really, you know, didn't need to continue, and I didn't know who to call. And I'll share with you, I actually had an EAP. For those of you who ever run into someone who says, well, I have an employee assistance program. I worked at a huge corporate company, so I had one of those, except it was 30 minutes. And at the end of that 30 minutes, the answer was, you need a lawyer. I know. That's why I called you. But what I needed was what Legal Shield offers us, as the ability to pick up the phone and ask a question and say, you know, what do I need to do? What are some of my rights? What should I be preparing for? How is this going to look? What is going to happen next? You know, it's the stuff that we're used to as associates that we know if you've used your membership at all, you know that's exactly what our law firms do. And yes, probably down my path, I would have still landed in the 25% discount category, but I probably would have saved a whole lot more money and made some really good decisions. So you know, fast forward, I'm now in this really long, painful divorce, really high litigation conflict, and I find Legal Shield. And so for any of you who have ever traveled in Ontario, and I invite you guys all to come up, we have one highway that goes from end to end. It's called the 401. And my story of Legal Shield, and I invite you to catch me at a conference and at a bar one day to find out the backstory of this, but I literally chased a car down the 401, our highway, and it had a logo on the back. And why I did it and why I was possessed to call them, I have no idea, but I did. And fortunately for me, I learned about our amazing membership, and all I could think about was why. Why doesn't everybody have this? Everybody should have it. Why didn't someone tell me? And truly, I'm going to give you one little nugget. Please don't prejudge, because if you had looked at me, and if somebody with the Legal Shield had looked at me, they might have prejudged me. They might have said, look at her. She's got a corporate job. She's making, you know, great money. She's got the white picket fence, two kids, boy and a girl, and a husband. She's happy. She's fine. Little did they know what was happening in my back world. But somebody should have protected me with membership, and they didn't. Somebody should have recruited me because I was really unhappy, and they didn't. So all I can say to you is please don't prejudge. And if you ever think you want to prejudge someone, please remember my story and go, well, what happens if that's the next Anita? So I invite you to not. So, you know, fast forward a little bit more. I loved the membership. I loved the idea. I said, you know, oh, I'm going to tell everybody. And I was told that there was an opportunity to earn a little bit of money. Now, I didn't really think of this as a concrete mission or a business opportunity the way, you know, we talk about it now. I really just thought, I'm going to tell everybody about this anyway. If they want to, if this company wants to pay me to do it, all right, I'll take your money. So, you know, time went on and I was just really consistent. I never missed Performance Club. I joined on the 27th of November, hit Performance Club in my first 24 hours. I've never missed. So I'm at whatever it is, 78 months or something since the day I joined. I've been in Performance Club, earned the BMW, which is now just the $500 that you get, which is great. But I had BMW for a while. I've been on many trips. And I did this part-time, you know, raising my kids because I got to build a lifestyle. Somebody asked me the other day, what's prosperity? Prosperity is the ability to have your own choices and flexibility to do things. It's not always your income. Though that's nice, but prosperity is really the ability to do everything. So for me, you know, we had already been in Canada for, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. So for those of you that are a hop, skip, and a jump into Ontario, I invite you to come out to our 20th anniversary. It is on Friday, so June 21st. We've got Kathy Pinson, our COO, our brand new appointed president of Canada. There we've got our Ontario law firm. I mean, it's a gala dress up. It's called the black tie, but we're calling it the red tie because we want everyone to wear Canadian red colors. So please come and join us and just understand that that's a celebration of the last 20 years. But this is really the kickoff and launch for the next 20, 50, 100 years. We are launching Canada. I mean, for those of you that were at conference, you heard Jeff Bell. You saw our vice presidents on stage, all four of them on stage. You know, it's one of these once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. We can't open any more states in the United States. Like, you guys are all open. But we've only been open in four provinces in Canada, so Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and BC, for the last 20 years. For those of you who'd like to know, and I'd love to put a quote, I can't see anybody who's on Facebook right now, but I'm going to invite you guys to type in the comment section, how many provinces do you think there are and how many territories? I'll give you a hint. You're going to put two numbers. How many total provinces and how many territories are there in Canada? Okay. Jim already gave you pretty much how many population we have, about 35, 37 million. But I'm going to invite you to do that. I'm not going to give you the answer just yet. Okay. I can't see what people are writing, but go ahead and type for a few minutes and then I'll come back to that. But we have the ability to do a once in a lifetime thing. And this is not across the pond. Like this is North America. This is, you know, Canadians and Americans, we're all the same. We watch the same TV. We're all watching Raptors. You know, we watched the game last night. I mean, we're all watching the same kind of stuff. We're doing the same kind of things. I watch Suits and Friends and all these other TV shows that you guys all watch. But Canadians need this just as much as everybody else. And if you're close to the border, I invite you to explore your network. Find out who you know in the other provinces that are not Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, and BC. because right now people who are in unopened provinces can actually become an associate. They can earn those bonuses. They can get to manager and earn that $400 bonuses by going to a Fast Start training class. Are we going to be doing classes? Yeah. Do they need to do an online class? Maybe. Whatever it is, you get the matching bonus for them joining. Now, the only thing they don't get is a membership. So I'm going to do a couple of do's and don'ts in a second. But just understand that you can actually build an empire in one of those unopened provinces because they can market a membership to somebody that's in an open province or an open state, which is all over the United States. And earn money. As a Canadian, when I sell a membership to an American, I make American dollars. So your prospect, your associate in Canada can earn American dollars, which we call adult money, really, to be honest with you. And they can earn Canadian money, but they can rank advance. You know, they can get to manager. They can get to director. They can even get to senior and executive director overnight. Let me explain how. While we are not open in those provinces, they can fill out paper applications for memberships. And they don't put a date on it, but they collect the paperwork. And on the day we open, which is slated for October 1st, they would put in, say, all 50, 60, 100 memberships they have collected over the next couple of months. And they would literally go executive director or bronze. So let me ask you, if you had someone on your team who went executive director, what does that make you if you've been building your other open lines? A bronze or a silver? What happens if you had a couple of people who all went executive director on that same day? So that's what we're excited about in Canada. So, you know, I'm going to give you the answer now. There are 10 provinces and 3 territories, and we will be open across the board. So right now we only have 4 open, but we are going to have the rest open. So that's Quebec. We are going to have a French language component to everything. Including in the Maritimes, we're going to have, and so we don't know all the details yet. It's really, truly not important. What we're looking for are leaders. What we're looking across, it doesn't matter if you recruit them or I recruit them. It all ships rise together. So go and find somebody. Go and find someone in Quebec or go and find someone in PEI, you know, where Anna Green Gables is from. If you've ever read that, go Google Anna Green Gables. You know, find a Canadian because it will really transform your business. It will make you so excited. I am going to give you a couple of do's and don'ts. So if you do have a pen and paper, I'd really like you to jot some of these down. It's really important, okay? So the first do or the first thing you need to know is that our Canadian plan currently is slightly different than the American plan. Now, we've been told that the plan is going to be similar to the American, but we are not promising the plan to anybody. All we're saying is that this is our current plan. Our current plan is $35.95 for a family for your legal and identity theft plan. We do not know what is going to happen, so we're not promising the plans to anybody, okay? Number one. Number two, anybody in the unopened provinces can absolutely become an associate. We have to do it on paper, so not through your website. You would actually go and fill out a Canadian associate application from your LS Engage and a Canadian membership application. You'd have them fill it out, scan it back, and send it to you. No date on it. You would send your associate, the associate agreement, into head office, upload it just like you would like a group F with the date, and then you have to get it exempted, meaning they can be without a membership in order to market this. All right, and you please, please call your upline executive director to help you with this, and also we, you know, request. Get a hold of myself or Rob McKenzie and let us know that you've got someone locally in Canada so we know to help them, okay? The other thing, too, is that please don't translate anything into another language. Don't use Google Translate and find someone in French or whatnot. We can really only do English right now. So what we're looking for are bilingual people, people who can speak both languages because the marketing material is only in English. All right. The other thing that we really want you to know is that if you do know someone who maybe is part of the government or some other body, we're going to ask you not, you know, Legal Shield's got this. They have been working on this for a long time. So please don't go to calling a government official to speedy it along or anything like that. You know, please just don't make promises. We don't know what our plan's going to look like. We don't really even know what our comp plan looks like. We don't know what's going to happen. So what we're doing is we're going to invite you to explore the current plan, help them with understanding what we have right now and the comp plan that they are eligible for. So your question probably next is, well, how do I know that? How do I do that? Well, I actually run a Tuesday night webinar. It's the I think it's the only Canadian webinar that I've heard of that runs every, I've been doing it for over 2 years, every Tuesday night. It's on the Legal Shield calendar. So if you go to legalshieldcalendar.com/ON, because we're in Ontario, you'll see my photo. You'll see the webinar on a Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern. Jump on it. Have a look so you can understand what the Canadian plan is. On Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, we are doing what's called a pre-launch. So Mr. Brad Roberts, an executive director and regional manager in Ontario, he runs a pre-launch event, a webinar, where we're really targeting people who are from Quebec and from the unopened provinces to learn how to become an associate, what they need to know, what they don't need to know, how to help associates bring them on board. That's 8 p.m. on Sundays. That is part of our MeliaFamilyZoom.com line. So it's on the calendar as well. Have a look at that, and please come and join. If you are interested in joining and becoming part of, you know, the launch in Canada, it truly is once in a lifetime. We will not have this. Think of it in another way. Wherever the state you live in, imagine that you've had Netflix for 20 years, and you're now given the opportunity to come into another place. So let's say, you know, Mr. Tanner lives in Massachusetts. So let's say in Massachusetts they've been piloting a Netflix for about 20 years. And he's like, you know what? I should probably go to New York. They're opening New York. How many people would believe that Mr. Tanner would do really well after saying, listen, I've been using Netflix for like 20 years. Would you like it? I'm sure all of New York would sign up like that because there's already so much validity. It's not a brand new idea. So that's exactly why we're so excited in Canada. And I know we've got a whole bunch of other stuff happening in UK and all these other places, but I really invite you, look across the board, look across, you know, the line and come into Canada. We really are looking where all ships rise together and we all work together. So I hope that was helpful. Jim, if you have any other questions or if I've missed anything you want me to clarify, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Okay, so that was Anita Sarda, and she's not here, but it feels weird to not say thank you, Anita, because it's as if she was really with us live. That information is so critical. And again, as I started the call this evening talking about, you know, we are all connected, interconnected, and we support each other, not just the people we recruit in our team, but we support each other. Because all boats rise with the tide. And I want to make sure, I was thinking, well, what is my goal in having this time with you this evening? Last week we spent an hour plus together, and I told you how I really feel about the membership and the mission of the membership and how recruiting, the center of all recruiting activities is the membership. Let me just go off of that, and hopefully you've heard that. If you haven't, it's in your back office. But let me add to that and say, recruiting is not about who you recruit. Now, sometimes it is. Like, sometimes you have stories I'm not going to give an example because there's too many. But my point is that a lot of times, like in my personal team, some of my strongest relationships, my business partners, Kurt Jones, for example, is somebody that is in my team but that I didn't personally recruit. As a matter of fact, I recruited my friend Bill Sharon, which everybody knows, and I said I wasn't going to give an example, but I just want you to understand, like, I recruited my friend Bill, and he recruited somebody in Minneapolis, and she recruited somebody in West Virginia, and she recruited somebody named Kurt Jones in Texas, and it just kept going from there. And Kurt recruited Adam Alicia Thompson and a big company in Iowa that sells ID Shield to its clients, and other, you know, and it just continues on, and the Lancasters who are, And again, Lancaster is a part of the Adam and Alicia team. But my point is, I've yet to meet a successful Canadian-based associate that does not have a U.S. team. So you may not have thought this broadly with your business yet. I want to expand your mind. You might live in Tampa, Florida. And as you continue to recruit and build your business and get duplication in your business, you may be surprised to have this happen. I know that some of you, I'm going to say this now, and a year from now, someone's going to say to me at an event, you know, it happened just like that. But if you live in Tampa, Florida, and you recruit somebody in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and they recruit somebody in Toronto, Canada, and they recruit somebody in Portland, Oregon, and they recruit somebody in Sacramento, California, and they recruit somebody in Dallas, Texas, and they recruit somebody in Tampa, Florida that lives in the same town as you, and that person's in your team. Now, isn't that interesting? And you say, victory, and it is victory. But also, that person that gets recruited in Tampa, Florida, that story could be told, but somebody beside you recruits the person and starts that process. Because they were thinking Canada. They were thinking big. They were thinking global, international business. They were thinking, I am a part of Legal Shield, a $1.2 billion company. I'm not going to settle for table scraps when I can have a palace. Because the whole world of Legal Shield is open to us. And that Legal Shield world is expanding. And it seems like it continues to expand all the time. I remember when Jeff Bell was on stage and he said, we're going to finish the 50 states. We're going to get to all 50 states. I remember when he said, we're going to open all of Canada, and here we are this year. And I remember the rumblings and the early rumors about the UK. And here we are. That's all happening this year. This is the business you're a part of. All I'm asking you to do is be a part of the whole business. Now, you can look at that two ways. You can look at it as how it benefits you and your family and your household, which it does, because imagine if you'd recruited me. Now, this is not about me saying how great I've done with my business, but imagine if you recruited me. Just that one recruit would have yielded you tens of thousands of memberships on the books. And people in every U.S. state and four provinces of Canada so far, and continue to grow as we grow from that one recruit. And a lot of people say, well, I recruited Massachusetts. Well, I think that's thinking small with the business. You know, some people say I don't recruit in Massachusetts because there's a license, but I'm in Massachusetts. And if you had recruited me while I lived in Massachusetts, I would have netted for you an international business. But again, you can look at it how it benefits you and your household, and that's okay. That's how I looked at business when I got started. That's pretty typical. But you can look at it beyond that. You can say, right now, I have the power to put in somebody's path this business which could change their lives. Right now, I acknowledge that there are people suffering as much as I was or more than I was, and I could put this business in their path. I could certainly put this membership in their path so that the next time somebody treats them unfairly, when injustice rolls up to them, when identity theft lands at their door, I know that I was there before the bad thing happened to make sure that they were protected and empowered. You can put the membership in front of people. You can go to bed tonight knowing that you're doing your best to put the opportunity in front of people, as many as you can, as often as you can, telling Harlan Stonecipher's story, telling the Legal Shield story. My point is, whether you do it because you need a better house, better cars, you want your children to go to better schools, if that's what your goals are, or you do it because you want to serve, you want to be an agent of change in other people's lives, as long as we get more members protected, more people joining the ranks of our entrepreneur associates and empowering and changing their lives and the lives of others, everybody wins. You can do it either way. Either focus will do, because you can't succeed in Legal Shield without doing the right thing. You can't succeed in Legal Shield without doing the right thing. If you do good business, you will have memberships that stay on the books. If you write poor business, if you say to your friend, hey, I need a performance club point, and your friend says, well, what's performance club? You say, don't worry about it. I just need you to try this membership for a month so that you can get some points. You won't build a good big business, because you'll have chargebacks and frustration and cancellations and poor retention, and you won't, in the end, earn anything. But if you believe in the membership because you use the membership, if you share your stories of how you use the membership with other people, they will become members. They will use their membership, and because they use it, they will keep it forever. And some of those people will want to share in telling the Legal Shield story alongside of us, earning either part-time, spare time, or full-time income. If you do the right things, if you do the good things, if you treat people well and tell the Legal Shield story, you will win. So I want to leave you just with this thought, because We've gone over the half-hour mark. We try to keep this call to a half an hour. We've got Canada opening. We've got a lot of exciting things happening. You might be saying, here's what I think you're saying, or I hope you're thinking. Jim, just give me one thing that I can control today, that I can do today, that I can have as a goal to achieve. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is Performance Club, Performance Club, Performance Club, Performance Club. It is the center of your imagination when it comes to what you can do in this business. Because I want to sit down with an individual and talk about earning a six-figure income and a multiple six-figure income. I want to sit down with an individual. I want to sit down with you all individually and talk to you about becoming a millionaire club member. But it's a leap to talk about those things if we can't get you to $90 in Performance Club points, right? It's a theory about an alternative reality. But if we can start with Performance Club, if we can get you committed to Performance Club, this month would be the month to start that commitment, to make that promise to yourself and then keep it, to never miss Performance Club again. Have that, start that story today. It doesn't have to be a story that you've been in Performance Club for 20 years. If you've been here 20 years, I hope that is your story. But have a story that starts with today, with this call. You'll never miss Performance Club. Because upon that, we can build, because now you're the example. And we can assemble a team of people that will never miss Performance Club because they will do what you do, not what you say. And for them to be in Performance Club, like for you to be in Performance Club, they have to put this membership in the path of people who will get it, use it, and be empowered by it. And to put the opportunity in front of people that will seize the opportunity and use it as a vehicle to change their lives. All good things happen around Performance Club. The Performance Club is highly duplicatable. It is designed so that people, regardless of if you are full-time, part-time, or spare-time in our business, you can be in Performance Club. Folks, in just a few weeks, I'm going to go to Cabo San Lucas to Legal Shield's Performance Club trip. I'm going to go there. It is, for my wife and I, round-trip airfare, all-inclusive resort, $750 resort credit on top of that. For all the stuff you might want to do that's not all-inclusive, which we haven't even figured out what those things could be. I guess we're going to have to take up golf. I don't know. This is just the latest in an ongoing fairy tale life of Legal Shield sending us on trips. And what did we have to do? Well, we had to be in Performance Club. And then, yes, a little bit more in one category or the other to win a trip that's worth thousands of dollars. But at the center of it was Performance Club. That was the foundation, the basics. That's the requirement. Why is it? Why would Legal Shield put tens of millions of dollars around these trip experiences and have Performance Club be the minimum requirement? Because Legal Shield understands, as do all the leaders, that we can stand on Performance Club and see everywhere from there. We can see the Millionaire Club. We can see a six-figure annual income. We can see a $10,000 a month residual income. We can see executive director and platinum executive director when we stand on Performance Club. And we can help people. We can't help but to help people with our membership and with our opportunity when we stand on Performance Club. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our business. Some people are frustrated by the lack of complexity. I know that I've tried to make this more complex than it is and that it has to be. We help people with our service. We help people with our opportunity. We continue to share both, even if somebody tells us no or turns us down, because we know that what we do matters and helps, that we know that what we're doing at the center is serving others selflessly and helping other people win as well. It is Monday. It's a new week. We're halfway through the month of June. I challenge you to go win in a big way by helping others get protected and empowered. Thank you for joining me on the call this evening. Have an incredible week.